Looking at the 2021 August 12 elections, there is no wind of change in the country at the moment. All pointers are showing that President Edgar Lungu is going to win the elections. Now, in the event that we do not render support at this point in time, we could probably create an opportunity where other political parties could win the election. And then that is likely to distract a number of programs that we have lined up with the PF government.
Some people are saying that your endorsement comes as a result of perhaps the government implementing some of the policies that the Green Party has been advocating, including the marijuana export, which some people believe could resolve some of the economic challenges the country faces. Is this the case?
Yes, exactly. That is the position. Because you see, for you to be in opposition, you must serve two purposes. Number one is to create what we call the checks and balances. Number two, you must have an alternative economic and social agenda. Now, if a party in government starts implementing some of the alternative party agenda that you are promoting as an opposition party, then it just makes sense to work in collaboration with the party in government to make sure that those alternative programs can be implemented.
Some people are suggesting that you are setting your presidential ambition aside to support the president on selfish grounds because you are hoping that the president will make you or put you in charge of marijuana export. How do you respond to that?
Well, that is not entirely the position. The position is that this country is highly indebted. We have to pay like $750 million next year towards the Eurobond repayment. We have to pay another $1 billion the following year, which is matures in 2024. And we have huge socio-economic challenges that need alternative revenue streams. So if we were to have another political party coming in to run our country next August, chances are that these programs which could bring in alternative revenue cannot be implemented. And therefore, we will land in serious economic problems in the next 1-2 years. So for me, I'd rather I sacrifice my ambition of presidency for national interest so that we are able to implement this marijuana program effectively and see how we can be able to dismantle the loan challenge that we have in terms of Eurobond, especially, which already in the last 3-4 months, government has defaulted to pay since due coupons.
Some people are suggesting that you have been paid by the Patriotic Front or the government to be a pseudo opposition leader just to endorse the president in time for the election. Do you think their criticisms are justified?
No, the criticisms are not justified. You know, for us, when we engage PF, we engage PF from a very objective point of view, not from a malicious point of view. And many times when we have advised them on issues, they've always heard us. You know, there were times, for example, when the other opposition leader, the leading opposition leader, UPND, was incarcerated on some treason charges. It had to take me to engage my colleagues in the government to see if we could resolve that issue amicably, and it was done.
With this endorsement, will the Green Party participate in the parliamentary elections?
Yes, at parliamentary level, we are going to participate, and even at local government level, we are going to participate. It's only the presidential one where we have agreed that we are going to rally behind President Edgar Lungu to make sure that he wins the election in the upcoming election in August. And then once that is done, then we can implement the programs, the agriculture programs, and some renewable energy programs for the Green Party and some mining programs for the Green Party to make sure that we are able to turn around the economic scenario of the country. So for us, we think that this is a good move. It's in the best interest of the nation, the best interest of political parties, PF and the Green Party.